Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He inspires small business.
We can teach these barbarians a lesson in Western methods and efficiency that will put them to shame.
He tells it like it is.
I realize how difficult it's going to be in this godforsaken place where you can't find what you need. There's the challenge.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
With all due respect, sir, I believe this is going to be our finest hour.
We're back, 34 after. Thank you for hanging around with us today. If you just tuned in, welcome aboard. Lois Geller is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. Lois is one of the people that we call on when we want to put our best foot forward, finding customers and keeping customers. She's the president of Mason & Geller Direct Marketing, and this is a company, in case you're wondering, folks, this is a company that helped American Express and Weight Watchers reinvent their images, and she is the author of a number of books, including one of my favorites, Customers for Keeps, and the revised and expanded edition of Response. Ladies and gentlemen, Lois Geller. Lois, welcome back.
Thank you so much. It's nice to be here, Jim.
It's good to have you back, as always. And you're in a different place today. You sound different today.
I'm telling you, I'm rested and relaxed.
You sound more tan today than you did the last time you were on the show.
Well, usually when I talk to you, I was sitting on my desk and looking out down Park Avenue to Grand Central Station.
Right.
Now I'm looking down the Intercoastal, and the boats are sailing down my way here right under my terrace.
You're near Fort Lauderdale. You've moved to Florida, haven't you?
I moved to Florida.
So I just kind of feel like you sound a little more tan than you would have before, and a little less pale than you were when you were in New York.
I feel healthier. It's this fresh air down here.
You just picked up and moved your business across country, didn't you?
I did. You know, I've been going back and forth. My mom had been ill, and I've been taking care of her in Florida, and I was back and forth all the time. And I decided I would work virtually for my company up on Madison Avenue. And so I told the guys at a status meeting about a month ago, I said, I'm going to move down to Florida, be with my mom, whatever time we have left. And Michael and Dwayne and Pepper and Donald, they all said, oh, yes, yes. And they didn't believe that I was going to do it. I went ahead and I bought an apartment down here, and then I said, well, I'm really going, and Dwayne said, well, we're going with you. We had a meeting
last
night. So
the company, you guys just voted and said, let's move.
They said, we're going to go right along with you.
Now, the thing about that is, now, folks, this is a significant company she's been in business a long time, got a lot of national, international customers. That's what's happening in the marketplace today. Where you operate from, maybe more your own provincialism than it is in something that you really have to do. Isn't that right, Lois?
Well, I really always thought as an advertising, direct marketing advertising agency, we had to be on Madison Avenue. And we've been on Madison Avenue, as I said, for, you know, almost 10 years. And before that, we had been on there for about 9 years before we were bought, and then we were back. So for a long time, we were there, and I thought we had to be there. And then I thought, why do we have to be there? You know, we really didn't have a lot of New York clients. We had a couple of New York clients that didn't care where we were.
Right.
But most of our clients are in what we have, Fairmont Hotels out of Toronto. We have American Express out of here, out of Miami. We handle some of the spa business for Turnberry here in Miami. We have a lot of business in Texas now.
So it really doesn't matter where you are, and more businesses are finding themselves like that. Now, not every business, a lot, and I'm talking about small businesses, folks. More and more people are realizing that where they are is more a product of where they want to be rather than where they have to be. And I think that's an important lesson for all of us. And so look around you. You know, Phyllis, I'm not in the process of moving anywhere, but I'm looking at my office in a different way. I'm thinking, you know, this office was designed in 1992. The way I laid it out was in 1992. My world is different than the way it was before. I look at how I actually work differently. The way I move, you know, around in my own square, you know, the four walls that I'm sitting in. So I think that's the cool thing about the 21st century. It's also kind of a frightening thing too, because it can be a little scary doing what you just did.
Well, I think if you change your home, you change your life. And every time, you know, there are times in your life that you really just want a whole change. And we could have moved to another office building, or we could have stayed where we were and redecorated. But I really felt like we needed to reinvent ourselves. So we're looking at a lighthouse here that we're going to buy, and we're going to be the direct marketing light in Florida, and we're having fun, you know. And I think what happens when you get into kind of doing the same thing all the time, it's like a rut.
Yeah.
And when you do this kind of thing, it shakes you up. You start thinking differently
about
things.
I'd say that you, if anybody got themselves out of a rut, if you were in one, you did. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. Lois Geller has some new direct marketing ideas she wants to talk to us about that will help you, I think, to think about in your small business. 20 tips. Stay with us. We'll be right back with Lois Geller, the author of Customers for Keeps. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're visiting with our good friend Lois Geller, one of the bravest ladies that I know. And she's the author of Direct Marketing Techniques and also Response, which is in I don't know how many editions. That book's out. It's been so successful. And Customers for Keeps. Those are available wherever books are sold and at your website too, right, Lois?
Right, it is.
Tell us that, please.
MasonGeller.com.
M-A-S-O-N, Geller, G-E-L-L-E-R.com, all one word. And you got lots of free stuff there, too, though, right? Tips and articles and things?
We have tips. I have all columns. And I also have a great resource center where people can look up printers in their area or list brokers.
Oh, yeah.
Or anything they need for direct marketing.
And that's just, we just wander on your site and take advantage, right?
That's right. It's
Enjoy it. Free.
And our newsletter is free.
And if you and subscribe to that too, folks, it's a good one. And also, but if you buy her books, you they're not free, but you help to pay for the site. That always works. Lois, what have you been working on lately with regard to direct marketing?
Well, lately we've been working on a lot of different campaigns for unique products. We're working with a check printing company, and we've been working in freestanding inserts in the papers. And we're doing a lot of direct response radio and truly unique direct mail campaigns. And I want to talk to you about today is my mailbox.
Okay.
You see, I moved down to Florida this week, but I was supposed to move down last week. But everything got, you know, mixed up.
Mm-hmm.
And so I came down here, and I had a mailbox that I couldn't open up in this apartment building because it was so filled with stuff. And I thought, oh, well, I've seen this all. But it was different. The mail that I received here in Florida was different than my New York mail. Most of my New York mail was relationship building. It was stuff that people that I had spoken to, that I had purchased from. Here, they were starting with a fresh slate, a brand new person, what we call a change of address person, a new lander. And people like me are ripe to buy everything. Not only do we need new products, new furniture, because my New York furniture doesn't fit in here, but we also need all new services. We need accounting services. We need dentists. We need doctors. We need pharmacies. We need all kinds of services. And as a business owner, I need office faxes. I need messenger services. So with all that in mind, it was interesting because I went with great longing to my mailbox, hoping that the answers were all going to be in there, and I would find the services and products I needed. And what I found was something that was completely different. I felt like they were companies talking to themselves, not to me at all.
Hmm.
For instance, I got 21, I count them, 21 offers for cleaning my carpets.
Huh.
And they all showed the same graphic of a person cleaning a carpet.
It was all about
and they
them,
also,
wasn't it?
Pardon?
It was all about them.
It was all about them. And they showed this man cleaning the carpet, and it says tile and grout cleaning and furniture. And it's always like 30% off or 20% off. There's never a price quoted, except sometimes it says two rooms for $25, and I don't know whether those are my little rooms here in the apartment or my big rooms.
I think that's your closet
here.
And your bathroom.
Maybe it's my bathroom carpet. Anyway, I thought that the first thing that, as a small business owner myself, that I have to always remember is that I shouldn't be talking about my service, myself, my carpet cleaner. I should be talking about what I can do for the customer. And if they had just twisted this around and said, you might have just moved into your new apartment and you might have a carpet that's bothering you because it might be, you know, not altogether clean. It might be stained, mm-hmm. or it might just have somebody else's wear and tear on it mm-hmm. that you would want to have cleaned. Anything like that that would have touched me would have gotten me to call them. Instead, I ended up using a carpet cleaner in my building.
So somebody, you would have liked for them to have connected with you about why having a clean carpet would be good for you rather than why having a clean carpet would be good for them.
Right. I just want to know the benefit to me and why I should use them. What makes them unique? Mm-hmm. What makes this carpet cleaning company? All of them said clean carpet as the headline. Of the 21, 18 of them said clean carpet. That was the headline. And the other one just said the name of the carpet cleaning company.
Right.
If someone had said, you've just moved into a new apartment and you have other people's stuff on your carpet, you know, maybe you should consider calling us. I would have called them immediately.
Right.
And even the newspapers started doing something that they did a better benefit copy, I thought. It said, new solutions for your busy life. That's what the Herald is all about. You know, 81 cents for a special introductory thing for Saturday and Sunday home mm-hmm. delivery. So at least they had something that was an immediate benefit to me, not all about their paper and all about what's good for them.
And, you know, the interesting thing about this, Lois, is this isn't rocket science and this isn't news. This is information that you and I've known since the day we entered the marketplace. I mean, 40 years ago, almost, people were teaching me about the importance of making sure that we found out what was going on in our customers' lives, not about what was in our lives. I mean, why are people still making this mistake?
Well, I think they make the mistake because they see what the competitors are doing and they try to emulate them. I'm speaking at the National Dry Cleaners Association coming up. And when they sent me their samples, they're all doing the same thing.
Yep.
Because they think that if they do something that's different, it's not going to be as good. Mm-hmm. It's the same thing with Dr. Lee,
monkey
my dentist.
Monkey see, monkey do is the way it looks like. Lois, stand by. We're going to take a quick break. I'm going to get you to talk to us a little bit more about this. Did I say 40 years ago? Boy, that sounds like a long time, doesn't it? I wonder whose life that was. 10 till. Stay with us. We'll be right back with Lois Geller.
Well, I heard some people talking just the other day. And they said you were going to put me on a shelf.
That's all it took, ladies and gentlemen, just one look. And when I met Lois Geller, I knew that she was the one. Had to have her on as a member of my brain trust. She's just absolutely more fun and so classy, just a smart lady and does so much for the marketplace. Lois, that song's for you.
Thank you so much. I love that song.
It's a great song. I know it was way before your time when it was popular, but I'm sure you've heard it before, right?
I heard it on your show.
That's it.
You're the one that had the 40th anniversary or something.
I wish it were just 40. Hey, Lois, talk to us some more about some of the marketing. You know, one of the things you were doing, and I really am glad you were framing your points that way. You were talking to us about how not to do stuff, and
right.
I think that's important. That take these lessons, folks, and look around at what you're doing, and you know, Lois is the expert in this area, and she's right about when she says make sure that whatever you do, whether it's direct marketing or salesman calling on customers or somebody answering the phone or whatever it might be, make sure that whatever you do focuses on the customer and how what you do meets the needs of your customer, not how it meets your needs. And I'm really glad you're couching your comments that way, Lois, because it's very important. And I hope that there, I mean, I imagine that there's some people who looked around them when you were talking about that earlier, and they said, wow, that's what we do. And so if that's what you're doing, folks, if you're focusing on you and not on your customers, stop it. And Lois, I want you to give us some other examples of talk to us about how we can do this the right way.
Well, the right way is to, first of all, talk about the first thing is the benefit to the customer. And then after that, some kind of what we call a call to action, which is an offer. And I got a great one from Whole Foods Market, which is right here in the neighborhood, which, of course, I didn't know. But it says, your new home is here, and it has a picture of a little house, and it says,
wow,
our store is over here. Huh. And I didn't know. I don't know where anything is. And in between, it says, from the locally farmed to the best imported and organic produce, all about the kinds of things that I can get at their wonderful store. Then they send me a map to show me exactly where their store was. And they send me a special welcome $5 gift certificate with my first purchase of groceries with a minimum purchase of $25, etc. But it was a nice call to action. I did take it in because it's already eliminated from this piece, and I did use it right away. I had a good experience, and I'm going to go back there today because I have lots of company coming this weekend. So it was a good idea to look at it from my vantage point, thinking that, gee, this is a new person moving to the neighborhood. They probably don't know where anything is. Let's give them a map and show them, because I haven't been able to find anything here.
That's a very smart thing to do.
Many banks have sent me letters here, and they've told me to come to open up an account with them, and they offer me platinum status and everything, but I don't know where their banks are.
Right.
So I can only go to... So I went looking for Citibank, which is my bank in New York, and I wanted to just move my account down here, but I couldn't find Citibank. HSBC was nearby. I opened up an account there, and I had a really good experience with them. It was a shame that I had put a change of address through to Citibank, and they didn't pick up on the opportunity because I put these all through about 2 months ago. They could have said,
right,
you know, we have a wonderful Citibank down in Aventura or wherever.
Right.
It would have been great if they had been that strategic, because they have the database to do that. But your people, your small business owners, also have the ability to get the national change of address a file that we have on the market. It's called the NCOA. And you can rent that, and every time new people move into your zip code area, if you're a local person,
right,
or if you can continue to mail to those people and say, welcome to the neighborhood, if you have any need for an account or whatever their service is.
Well, how about this? Mm-hmm. You just write them and you say, you know what, we understand you're moving into our area. Welcome. We're glad you're here. We're glad to have you as part of our community. And this is what we do, but what else can we do to help you?
Absolutely.
How about something like that? Just say, we don't know, we can imagine you're going to have going through a lot of changes right now with the move. And so, yeah, we have an accounting company, but beyond that, what can we do to help you make your move more? I mean, wouldn't that be a great way to talk to them?
It would be so great. You know what? It would be great to put together a consortium, a bunch of people that have different services, and
idea.
Say, we are the Aventura Service Group. Mm-hmm. If you need a maid service, or if you need some messenger service, I need a car service to take me back and forth all the time to the airport.
Right.
And we have these 23 services.
You know what, Lois? I got to stop because you know what that means. That music means we got to go. Thank you for being here. It's always a pleasure.
Thank you so much.
MasonGeller.com is the website, folks. Check it out. Thanks, Lois. We'll see you next time.
Thank you so much. Bye, Jim.
Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. This program really is for you. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.